Should he be confirmed, Judge Brett Kavanaugh would tip the Supreme Court to the right and make overturning Roe v. Wade a possibility. For WHYY, Lucy Perkins looks at how that could affect Pennsylvania.
It began like any civilized debate about abortion.
The floodgates of outrage opened.
Are you ready to defend Roe versus Wade?
Now the fight over confirming Brett Kavanaugh begins.
There are already abortion cases in the pipeline that could reach the Supreme Court in the next couple years. And the court could change abortion laws in a couple different ways if it overturns Roe versus Wade. One scenario that really freaks out abortion rights activists is a ruling that says abortion is not a constitutional right. That would mean it would be up to states to legalize or ban abortion. So what would happen in Pennsylvania? Long story short, abortion would still be legal here. But
we return more or less to a situation like what we had before Roe was decided in the early 70s.
That's Jessica Ahrens with the ACLU. She estimates that almost half of states would ban abortion outright if Roe is overturned.
Another handful of states would protect it very explicitly, and a lot more would be in the middle, and Pennsylvania among them.
Sue Fritchie of the Women's Law Project agrees. She says that Pennsylvania doesn't have a trigger law that would immediately ban abortion, but it does have a convoluted patchwork of abortion restrictions.
We have tons of those kinds of laws. We don't have a law that generally criminalizes abortion, and I certainly hope we never do.
By that same token, we don't have a law that protects abortion.
Right.
Here's the list of Pennsylvania's abortion regulations. Abortions after 24 weeks are illegal, unless the life of the mother is in danger. Abortions based on the sex of the fetus are illegal. A minor needs parental consent unless she gets a waiver from a judge. Doctors must read a script to the patient that explains fetal development and the financial assistance that's available if she continues the pregnancy. And there's a mandatory 24-hour waiting period after that counseling session before she can have the procedure.
Please turn away.
Come on, man!
There are other options.
Every week, anti-abortion activists stand outside a Pittsburgh clinic that provides the procedure. They've protested here for decades, and they'll likely still come here if Roe is overturned. Protester Andrew Badiato comes here with his wife and baby most Saturdays.
We will be so excited when this stops, but that it by no means is the end. You know, if abortion is banned outright, will it still happen? And I think most likely, yes.
Horatio Mihat with Liberty Council says the court could go further and do more than just overturn Roe.
If the rationale of the Supreme Court would be that Roe versus Wade was incorrectly decided because an unborn human being has a right to life under the Constitution, then no state could continue to allow abortions.
Mihat opposes abortion rights, but he and Jessica Ahrens at the ACLU do agree on one thing. It's highly unlikely the court would outlaw abortion outright.
Chief Justice Roberts in particular is, I think, very savvy. So I think he's going to look for incremental opportunities to reduce the right to abortion and the access to abortion care rather than want to go, you know, whole hog.
If Roe is overturned, the issue would return to Harrisburg, where Republicans control the legislature. Democratic Governor Tom Wolf supports abortion rights. His Republican opponent this November, Scott Wagner, supports pro-life legislation. The winner of their race could decide whether Pennsylvania abortion law will go back to where it was 45 years ago. I'm Lucy Perkins in Pittsburgh.